Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The chapter we're doing is on the virtues of maintaining good relationship with one's friends, one's parents, one's relatives, one's wife, and all those that one is encouraged to honor. So today's hadith speaks about Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha and how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would honor her even after her death. So much of honor and respect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give to Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, ma ghirtu ala ahadin min nisa'in nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma ghirtu ala Khadija radiallahu anha, wa ma ra'aytuha qattu, walakin kana yukthiru dhikraha, وربما ذبح الشاة ثم يقطعها أعضاء ثم يبعثها في صدائق خديجة وربما قلت له كأن لم يكن في الدنيا إلا خديجة فيقول صلى الله عليه وسلم إنها كانت وكانت وكان لي منها ولد متفق عليه وفي رواية وإن كان ليذبح الشاة فيهدي في خلائلها منها ما يسعهن وفي رواية كان إذا ذبح الشاة يقول أرسلوا بها إلى أصدقاء خديجة وفي رواية قال استأذنت هالة بنت خويلد أخت خديجة على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فعرف استئذان خديجة فارتاح لذلك فقال اللهم هالة بنت خويلد. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها, she says that I was not envious of any of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as I was of Khadija radiallahu anha. In other words, that level of envy that I had for Khadija radiallahu anha was a different level. And then she explains why that she was. This is a natural envy that we call ghairat, that we in Arabic the word is ghairat. It's not a bad envy, but a natural envy, a tabi'i envy that Allah Ta'ala has created. Because of the love that a person has for another person, he always wants to be, or she wants to be, the most beloved to that person. So this is actually a good type of envy. When a person has got a love for a person and wants to be close to that person, so naturally becomes sort of envious of the next person that is closer, because they want to be the closest. So it's not something that is bad, but it's a natural tabi'i thing. So anyway, she says that I was not envious of any of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as I was of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. I never saw her, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said that, I didn't see her, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to talk abundantly about her. At times he would slaughter a sheep, cut it into pieces, and send them to the friends of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. This was after she had passed away. So one thing we learn from here is that after a person passes away, those people that they were close to, maintain ta'alluq with them, maintain contact with them. We did the examples of a friend of the father or the children of the friend of the father. So here the friends of the wives of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, they were old. There was no chance of fitna. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would take the slaughter sheep, cut it into pieces and then go and distribute it to the friends of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. At times I would say, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is saying that I would say, it is as if there was never any woman in the world like Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. You tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, she had an open relationship. Ulama explained that when a wife has got an open relationship with the husband, then she can talk what she wants. She doesn't have to be afraid. She can speak. When a woman speaks openly in the house, it's a sign and indication that she's got an open relationship with the husband. So she and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a great open relationship with his wives. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha could tell him this. So she said to him, it seems that there was never any woman in the world like Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would respond and say, innaha kanat wa kanat wa kanat li minha waladun. She was like this and she was like that. She was like this and she was like that. What a nice explanation. In other words, enumerating the good qualities she had. She had this good quality and that good quality and that good quality. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't forget it. And he also said that I also had children from her. What it means is that those children that reached the age of bulugh, that became baligh, all were from the marriageable age, all were from Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Another narration has it, when he used to slaughter a sheep, he would say, send some of it to the friends of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Another narration has it, that Hala binti Khuwailid, the sister of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, sought permission to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away, the sister of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala on one occasion, She came and she sought permission. In other words, she asked for permission to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard her voice, it reminded him of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. So he recognized the similarity of Hazrat Khadija's style of seeking permission. He was deeply moved and he said, "Oh Allah, it must be Hala binti Khuwailid. It must be the sister of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha." So ulama explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her when she was 15 years elder than him. So one thing we learn is if a person, boy, marries a girl that is older than him, there is no harm, there is no scorn. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married someone that was 15 years older than him. And how much of love Allah ta'ala created that even after she passed away, so long Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remember her. He would give gifts to the friends of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. He would make dua for her. So there is no harm if somebody gets married to someone that is older than them. The next thing we learn from this hadith is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recognized the favors of the wife upon him and he acknowledged that favors. So here we see that he acknowledged that she was like this and she was like that and she used to do this and she used to do that. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also acknowledged that my children that have got all grown up also was Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sometimes we just overlook this. That in itself is a great ni'mat from the wife that she bore the children of a person. So another thing we normally hear that old is gold, and that we see this was the oldest wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also valued her, valued and appreciated. The youngsters nowadays, they think that the wife is getting old, or not, can't say youngsters, but even the old people think that the wife is getting old, and now they want to change, like a trade-in they want to do on the wives, but old is gold. You can see even in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he would praise Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ulama explained is that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha once asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Has Allah ta'ala not granted you that which is better in exchange?" In other words, a much younger wife, a much more prettier wife, as we say, much more qualities. So this was the question that she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Allah, she believed in me when my nation disbelieved in me. In other words, when everyone was disbelieving in me, this woman believed in me. And then he goes on to say that she helped me when my nation abandoned me. When everyone was leaving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha stood by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she gave me from her wealth when my nation deprived me. That whatever wealth she had, she spent it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To such an extent that every cent that she had, she spent it for the sake of Rasulullah, the deen. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, naturally, he didn't forget the favors of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha to such an extent that we know that they were abandoned, boycotted in the valley of Abu Talib. No food to eat, nothing, absolutely, completely boycotted. The woman that gave everything for the khidmat of deen, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, passes away in that condition of hunger and starvation. How can Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not forget the favors that she had shown him? So therefore we see that this is also something to learn, is that the favors that a woman or a wife gives the husband, he must be ready to acknowledge it. He should make dua for her. And likely will acknowledge the favors of the husband, make dua for him, and also be a means of support to him, like how Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was a support to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Inshallah, we'll continue with this ahadith now on Sunday, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.